Hi everyone, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Mariyala. Let us have a quick revision of Accounting Standard 29, Provisions, Contingent Liabilities and Contingent Assets. Yeah, audio files related to other accounting standards can be downloaded from my website, that is ravikantmiriyala.com. Yeah, and if you like this audio files, please share it. Let this effort be useful to the maximum students. Yeah, this Accounting Standard 29 is not applicable to those provisions which are already dealt by some other standard. Okay, say example, employee benefits government, a provision for gratuity. Then you are supposed to refer Accounting Standard 15 because that is a specific standard. If there is no specific standard, then you should come to my standard, that is Accounting Standard 29. Yeah, what is the provision? Provision is actually the major topic, my dear. If you understand that correctly, the rest of the topics are nothing much. Yeah, what is a provision? Provision is a liability measured by significant degree of estimation. Yeah, measured by significant degree of estimation. I mean, lot of estimation must be involved here. First, what is a liability? Liability is a present obligation arising from the past events, right, on settlement of which expected future economic benefits outflow. Yeah, what is present as on the balance sheet date? Outstanding it must be. Yeah, obligation means it's a duty or responsibility. Yeah, what is the past event? Past event must be an obligating event. What is obligating event? Because of this event, because this happened, we will not be able to skip the obligation. You have to perform something. Suppose if you receive the goods, my dear, then you have to pay the money or you have to return the goods. You cannot say after taking the goods, I will say bye-bye means that is not acceptable. Agree? Yeah. So if you have taken a loan means you have to repay this or you have to give your assets back. Somehow you are supposed to settle it, on settlement of which you will be losing either money or money's worth from your entity. Yeah. Here there are three conditions, my dear. Three conditions to be satisfied to recognize a provision. Yeah, first condition is what? From the definition, that is present obligation arising from the past event. That means there must be past event and there should be present obligation because of it. Second is probable future economic benefits outflow. What do you mean by probable? Probable means more likely than not. That is more than 50% chance of losing the economic benefits. That is money or money's worth is going to be out. Okay, yeah. At the same time, probable future economic benefits outflow and it should be measured reliably. Yes, when you are saying that I am liable for say 50 crore rupees, how is that 50 crore rupees? You can say you are liable. Got it? Yeah, that should be measured reliably. Next, how do you estimate it? Yes, estimation ke liye actually there are two methods are available. One is expected value method. Expected value method is nothing but weighted average of all probabilities you are supposed to take it. Second method is called single most likely outcome method. Single most likely outcome in the sense like where you are going to, with respect to a legal case, then what is the outcome? Outcome will be either you win the case or lose the case. Under that circumstance, under the circumstance of single most likely outcome, you are not supposed to take the weighted average concept. Okay, weighted average, expected value means weighted average of probabilities, I told you. That is only, you will be applying this weighted average of probabilities only when the outcome is more than two outcomes are there, you are supposed to follow it. Next, sir, are we supposed to discount the provision? Yeah, generally discounting first, yeah, before going to discounting the provision, first we should ask a question. Is that provision directly attributable to a PPE? Yeah, if you say no, then there is no discounting to be applied. If you say yes, then you are supposed to apply the discounting. Mandatorily, they are supposed to discount it. When you are discounting it, you are supposed to use Government of India bond yield rate. Yeah, when you discount the provision, every year what are you supposed to do? You are supposed to unwind it. Unwinding in the sense you are increasing the provision amount. You are increasing the provision amount. How do you do it? Interest expense account debit to provision amount. This interest expenditure, at what rate you will charge, sir? At what rate you discounted, na? Same rate only you are supposed to apply, my dear. It is not a different rate. Okay, that's it. This is about the provision, my dear. Next point is contingent liability. Yeah, with respect to contingent liability, actually there are two definitions. One is, it is a possible obligation arising from the past events, existence of which is confirmed by occurrence or non-occurrence of one or more future events which are not under the control of the entity. Okay. Yeah, it is a possible obligation. It is neither possible or not present. Possible, may or may not, that is less than 50%, about 10% is chance of losing the money. It is not confirmed as on 31st March. It will be confirmed only on occurrence or non-occurrence of one or more future events in the future. Okay, future event basically. And the second definition for this is, it is a present obligation arising from the past event. Present obligation arising from the past event, but we are not able to make a provision because the other two conditions are not satisfied. What does it mean? It means, yeah, future economic benefits outflow is not probable, maybe, or you may not be able to measure it reliably. Under these two circumstances, we will not be able to make a provision. When you are not able to make a provision, not a problem, at least show it as a contingent liability. If it is a contingent liability, obviously we will not record it in the financial statements. We will be disclosing the same in the notes to financial statements. Yeah, remember, contingent liability is like a caution to the members, like something is happening. Yes, I wanted to inform you, this is a courtesy to be given to the members. And third important topic, next, contingent asset. Contingent asset is same like definition of first definition of contingent liability. With possible liability placement, possible asset, you will write it. I repeat it. Possible asset arising from the past events, right? And existence of which is confirmed by occurrence or non-occurrence of one or more future events which are not under the control of the entity. Okay. Right, contingent asset, it is like possible asset. Yeah, sir, how do you do accounting? Accounting or disclosure, my dear, there are totally three situations that arise. First is, if it is possible. Yeah, bola, if it is possible. Yeah, if it is possible, no disclosure, no recognition. But it is probable, that means more than 50% chance. Now you can disclose it in the board of directors report, my dear, but not in financial notes. It should be disclosed in board of directors report. But it is virtually certain. If it is virtually certain, record as an asset, receivable asset, right? You don't need to bother about contingent word here because it is certain already. Got it? Right. Next topic is reimbursement of expenditure. Yeah, we have incurred expenses on behalf of somebody. Okay. Right. Other party has to pay me. Can I recognize it as an asset? Yes, you can recognize it as an asset. Only when there is a virtual certainty, pakka, guarantee that money will come as per the contract or agreement, if it is mentioned very clearly, okay, then yes, you can record that it is receivable from so-and-so party. Okay, otherwise you are not supposed to record it. First point here. Yeah, here in the balance sheet, suppose I spent on behalf of somebody 50,000 rupees, but out of 50,000, only 40,000 will come back to me. Then in the balance sheet, yeah, you should say you are payable to some other party 50,000. It is receivable from the party 40,000. You have to show both asset and liability separately in the balance sheet. You are not supposed to net it off or set it off. But in the P&L, the difference of 50 minus 40, that is equal to 10,000, should be presented as an expenditure. In the P&L setting off is accepted, but in the balance sheet, asset and liability should be disclosed mandatorily separate only. Restructuring provision. Last topic of the standard. Yeah, restructuring is a program, right? It's a program controlled by the management, okay, which will be affecting the scope of business or the manner in which it was conducted. Yeah, the how you were doing the business, that is getting changed, and what the business we were doing, that is also getting changed. For restructuring business, no, my dear, same conditions of three conditions of provisions only you are supposed to follow. First, just for repetition, okay, present obligation arising from the past event. Two, probable future economic benefits outflow. Three, It should be measured reliably. That's it, my dear. These are all the important points of Accounting Standard 29. Wish you the best. Please share this, my effort and this knowledge. And as I say, share knowledge and stay blessed. Thank you. Wish you the very best.